It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What is up, guys? Welcome on into the audio edition of the Everything 100 podcast, the live video version of the Everything 100 podcast. Everything 100 podcast can be found over via the website at everythinga100.com. That's the word everything, the letter A, 100 altogether.com. Or you can find us over on YouTube, youtube.com, everything100, or youtube.com/totaltechvids. We'll get you into here, the podcast, and see us chatting if we have any guests or whatever come through today in real time via video. So we're going to get directly into it. One of the first things I want to talk about is Huawei. So Huawei, I saw this thing came out from Phone Arena, and Gadget Goddess had hit me up on this as well, that, you know, like, I don't know, several days ago. Tech Valor, what's up, Tech Valor? Catwoman in the building. So Gadget Goddess hit me up about this a few days ago, that there were other articles and stuff starting to come out saying that the Huawei Mate 30 Pro was going to launch with a square camera module, right? And I was like, nah, you know, like, nah, that's not going to happen, right? No way that that's going to happen. Well, it's looking like that's what's going to happen. It may be that the phone that we're seeing with a circular camera design is the regular Mate 30. Maybe it's like, you know, they make like a P30 or they're like the food stamp edition, and then they come out with the Pro. And looks like the Mate 30 Pro, that might be it. What I'm actually hoping for is that the circular design is the X, or the bigger version, the Mate 30 X. That would be awesome. That would be more than awesome. I would be ecstatic for that. I hope Huawei did not just abandon the gaming platform phone. You know, I think the Mate 20 X, out of all the phones they produced last year, in my opinion, this is my opinion, you may not have liked it, but I thought it was the greatest damn phone of 2018, personally. And it might be, it's in the running to be one of the top phones this year. Phone Tech at Work, I see you. What's up? So, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I think the, it doesn't matter if it's going to have a square camera module or a round module. I just thought it's something I wanted to address, something that we should have talked about, because I'll put, you know what's exciting about Huawei? While they do have like little leaks, stuff like that happens because they're actually in China. You know, they're a Chinese company manufactured in China and they export to the world. So, of course, they're going to have leaks, right? But they don't have leaks like Google with the Pixel or Samsung, where we know every friggin' thing about the phone before it comes out. At least with the Huawei phones, there's actually some like misdirection. There's actually, like, we don't actually know every damn thing about the phone before it comes out. So people can get a little bit more excited about the phone, you know? It is what it is. So let me make sure I got this open correctly. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, Holiday Evolution says, thanks for the video last night about credit. Yeah, that live stream was a little crazy. It was a lot longer than I expected it to be, but hopefully we were able to give you guys a bunch of little nuggets, so to speak, a lot of relevant information to help you guys, you know, to help you guys with your credit. So Big Dog is in the building. I see you in the chat, which brings me to my next thing. So something you're going to hear here first, you'll probably see all the tech sites talking about it in the next 2 days. I saw a component or a part, a leaked part, a video I'm going to publish at some point tomorrow of a new keyboard. And no, it's not for that bastardized Android phone that is portraying itself as a BlackBerry now. It is literally a BlackBerry keyboard for whatever the next edition of the key is. What's funny is it looks like, now this is conjecture, I'm guessing. The keyboard, the way that it sits, looks like it has rails on either side of it, right? Like where it sits on the frame. I'm guessing it's a slider phone. That's going to be my guess. I'm guessing that we might get another Priv type of device as the Key 3. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm trying to keep from sneezing, I apologize. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw that I had a video, I had a couple clips of video and a couple different images of some BlackBerry devices that were supposed to be coming around the middle of this year. Now we're kind of getting past the middle and going into the fall. You know, we're getting into the end of, you know, towards the back end of summer, so to speak. And it's looking like, and this is just my guess, we're going to get the BlackBerry Key 3 sometime around the end of August as like an announcement, and maybe get this phone at the end of September, maybe early October, around the same time that we're going to see the Pixel phones. So I'm excited. You know, it's been a minute since we had another BlackBerry device. I think the Key 2 was the last one, right? The Key 2, or the Key 2 LE, you know, the cheaper edition of the Key 2, which came out. And I'm all for it, especially if it's a full screen. You're giving me a 6-inch display or something that slides up and I got a keyboard on it, like the Priv, with, please, you know, I know they're already in production and stuff already, but Jesus Christ, BlackBerry, can we please get a friggin' keyboard? Can we please get a friggin' Snapdragon 850, at least a Snapdragon 855 in this damn phone? Stop putting the food stamp friggin' processors in a phone that you're going to sell for $700. Jesus, man, please put in an 855. Nobody wants to see a friggin' flagship productivity device with a friggin' Snapdragon 6 series or 700 series processor. I don't care. Yeah, I know they can run games. Yeah, I know that the 700 series does all that. Fine. Then if BlackBerry wants to do that, then they need to release this phone at $350 or $400. Period. Miguel says, am I going to tune into Flossy's channel tonight? Yeah, I see you streaming here in a little bit. Maybe when I get done. We'll see. Michael Heron says, what's up? What's up? And I see Mikey Tech Review talking about the other video we did about how to monetize your channel. Big salute on that too. What do you think of the Xiaomi Mi 9 with the Samsung Super AMOLED display? I mean, the Mi 9, like I said, I think the Mi 9 is a beast, especially if you go ahead and enable that hack where you can enable the 84 frames per second screen, which is almost like 90, you know. Tech Boner in the chat, I 100% agree. He says, if there's a mid-range processor, they need to charge a mid-range price. I agree. They should not be charging. I mean, and here's the thing, though. They're doing it off of the name, right? TCL is literally doing this off the BlackBerry brand. And it's not like the Key 2 is horrible, okay? It's not like the phone is bad, okay? It's not. It's just, it's crazy, all right? Like, you have, if you're doing a lot of intensive stuff, like say I'm answering people on YouTube and I have emails coming in and then something else happens, the phone will freeze. And that, now, is the average person doing all of that? No. And I get it, right? It's for people that are going to use it to bang out emails and have calendar events and all that. I get it. I understand, man. I get it. I just wish that we wouldn't have this. I just wish we we didn't have this lower end processor in that phone, right? If the Key 2 would have shipped with an 835 or 845 processor in it, it would be a friggin' monster, right? And there's a lot of us that still, I mean, there's a lot of bigger YouTubers that use this phone as a productivity device right next to an iPhone, right? So we're carrying an iPhone for social media, and we're carrying a BlackBerry to be able to bang out those emails and do whatever else we're doing, right? And then we have another, and then we're carrying another phone to be able to take photos. You know, so I'm currently carrying three phones. So I'm trying to finish up my time with the Zenfone 6. That's why I'm carrying that. I'm carrying the iPhone XR and the BlackBerry Key 2 currently. So the Xperia 1, I see everybody talking about the Xperia 1 in the chat. I think Sony just has to, they got so much stuff they got to tighten up, man. They just need to tighten up. They need to tighten up their, software, right? And I don't know what it was. I've seen, it's not just the US versions. I've seen some of the ones in Europe had issues too, but not as many, man. Everybody I saw that got the US edition of that phone here is have been having issues. So Big Dog, I'm hoping that yours is not the US edition. I'm hoping that you got a European version and then that's going to be perfect for you. I'm looking at trying to pick up a European version right now myself. So the only BlackBerry Michael Harris I had was the Curve. That was a long time ago. Yeah, Sony does. They're trying to get there now. The fact that they put their A-series team for their cameras to work on the camera software and the camera lenses and stuff on the Xperia 1, and they got their sound people from Sony to work on the sound and whatnot on the Xperia 1, they're starting to getting the other divisions to work on their mobiles, and I think over time it will continue to get better. You know, so I think the Xperia 1 suffered from issues where they weren't used to using, you know, all of those people. And when that happened, it kind of, you know, did what it did. So, yeah. Yeah, there's some shots, though. I mean, there's some shots I've seen with the Xperia 1 that look really good. But for the most part, it's kind of, you know. Your first smartphone was the Curve with the trackball. I love when the trackball came out. I've had BlackBerry since they had a wheel on the side, you know. I don't even remember what it was, like a 7210 or whatever it was that had the wheel on the side. Yeah, 7250 was the big one with the full keyboard and the little oval keys all the way around. I had the one with the black and white display, like, you know, yeah. Grant, I see Grant in the chat. He says, what's crazy is he thought the Sony Alpha team helped with the camera. I agree. I thought they did too. That's why I thought it was going to be a really good phone, you know, especially for video and photography. And the pro mode stuff on video is really good, to be honest. But it's just, I don't know, man. Big John says, what's good? The only BlackBerry product was the BlackBerry Pager. Oh, wow. Yeah, he going all the way back. The trackball from the Nexus 1. I did. So that was when, so I still had like a, I think I had a BlackBerry 8350, the Nextel, chirp, chirp, right? I think it was dying at that time. Like, they were phasing it out. But I held on to that till it didn't work anymore. Like, yeah, I kept the 8350s like till it just didn't work anymore. But till the network was just totally gone, right? But I had the chirp, chirp. And then I had the Nexus 1, right? And it was easy because I went from the trackball to the trackball, right? I had the trackball and the Nexus. Brrr, that was awesome, right? And then I got, you know, I had the G1. The G1 was kind of like, I think I still had the G1 and I had the trackball and Nexus. And then the HTC G2 came out that was supposed to have T-Mobile. This is when T-Mobile was first pushing HSPA Plus's 4G. 42 megabit download speeds they were claiming, and I was like, oh man, that was ridiculous. Yeah, I had the Sidekick, man. I had different versions of the Sidekick, And I loved it, like, where the screen would just go, it would just kick out, right? It literally kicked out and then flipped open. That was awesome. So I wasn't a big fan of the Samsung Sidekick that was all Android. That kind of sucked. The Sidekick was cool because it had its own proprietary OS. The Sidekick was cool because it was, you know, it had that instant email server like BlackBerry's did because of the Microsoft server that it ran on. It was awesome. Dexter coming back said T-Mobile Dash. I remember that phone too. Oh man. Tech King Mike is in the building. Oh no, we was talking a little bit about Huawei and the changes, or the not changes, but the actual camera design that's now starting to get leaked on the back of the Mate 30X being a square design instead of a circular design. We talked a little bit about BlackBerry, and you know, I was talking a little bit about this key too. We talked a little bit about the like people were talking about their first smartphones. Big John, I see you. Big salute for the $10 super chat. I appreciate that, Big John. Ah, man. I think my fasting is in effect at the moment. I have to check that and see if it's still going. All right. So, yeah, there is a fasting app that I got onto from, it's called Zero. You can find it in the App Store. And I got onto it from, Gadget Goddess put me onto it. And I've been using it. So, like, you can drink water and tea and stuff like that. You just can't eat anything for, like, different hour intervals. And I'm going to see if it works for me. I've seen it's worked for a lot of people. I want to cut this last, I got this last 15 pounds of me trying to cut is hard. It's harder than it was last year. You guys saw how quick I got down. I cut that weight like it was nothing. But this last 15 pounds, like I cut 20 pounds and like now I'm trying to cut this last 15 and I just can't cut it. And I need to cut this and it's all right here. I need to cut it. So I'm working on it. G Barrel says, what's up? Big shout out. That's coming back. Said, is the A55 a big upgrade from A55 Plus a big upgrade from the A55? Hell no. It's like the Snapdragon 820 to the 821. It's literally the same phone. They just overclocked it, right? You could take a phone with a Snapdragon 855, like a Zenfone 6 or a OnePlus 7 Pro that has an unlockable bootloader, unlock the bootloader, flash a different kernel. I mean, granted, they would have to make a kernel for that phone, which overclocked the processor. But if you don't think that somebody at XDA is already making a kernel to overclock the OnePlus 7 Pro, the OnePlus 7 Pro is going to be rocking a Snapdragon 855 Plus in the next couple weeks. And what I mean by that is they're just going to overclock the damn phone to what the 855 Plus is anyway. So that means if it's at 3 gigahertz or whatever it is, they're going to tell you it's at your own risk. Your phone's probably going to get hot. It is what it is. They're just going to do it. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to do it. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. Tony Healy says, I lost 130 pounds in a year. I do intermittent fasting all the time. Yeah, I know I can too. I'm going to get into it. But the thing that I know it's going to really mess me up is the days I go to the gym. Tana Solit, I see you. Tana is in the building. What's up? Yeah, the days I go into the gym is when it's really going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? That's when it's going to really, you know, buckle down and hurt, so to speak. But we'll see. I'm still going to be able to get in all the protein and stuff I need because I need to get these back to where they were last summer. And I'm already getting the neck there. You can see, yo. I'm already getting on like no neck Hogan status with the neck. You know what I'm saying? So doing the upper, the shoulders and the neck, I'm already getting there. I noticed that today too. If you guys were watching Instagram, and I was under the dashboard fixing a blend door on the BMW, and I was like, you know, I deleted the damn the little module that turns, and I just took it out, opened the damn vents, and was like, call it a day. But I noticed, like, the ability for me to work now in tighter spaces, like up here, if your shoulders are more broad, or if you're getting bigger up top and you're trying to get into them other places, nah, son, it's not it's not as easy as it used to be, to say the least. Miguel says, is Huawei UI still bad? Nah, you know what? EMUI to me is not really bad. I really never had an issue with it. I see Glow is in the building. Big shout out to Glow. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but y'all probably should. She might get mad at me for giving her all that attention, but I follow her heavy because we have a lot of the same things in common. Like, she follows fighting like I follow fighting. And I literally will go to her gram to watch all the updates and posts. It'd be like, especially if I don't go to a UFC thing, or I'm not watching a fight at a bar or somewhere, I literally would tune into her Instagram to see what's up. Yes, Dexter Cumberbatch, that is a true statement. The only problem with EMUI is the notification. But you know what, though? I didn't really have a lot of issues with notifications on the Mate 20X. I still got notifications. But then again, the other thing is with EMUI, if you really don't like the OS itself, like how it's set up, you can always install Nova Launcher. You can always install like Pixel Launcher or something else and rock it out. I saw you put, yo, Glow says she Instagram took two of her videos off. So I feel your pain there. For people that have been following me for a long time, I was at the Mayweather McGregor fight, right? And I was live streaming on the gram, and they suspended my friggin' account for, like, for y'all that remember, that was like 3 days, right? I didn't get suspended for anything else I did on Instagram, and y'all know what you know what I'm talking about. But I got suspended for taking a couple things from the fight. Like, come on, man. And she says they were regrams, though. Yeah, that's crazy. You're reposting something, because there's apps that allow you to do that. You repost something from somebody else on the gram, and the fight promoters are so tight about who can post what content and this, that, and the other, that, yo, they mess everything up, man. They mess everything up for everybody, man. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Yo, KMLE is 100% right. She said Instagram picks and chooses when to flex. Big facts. Big facts. Because they just come after anybody for whatever, right? But anytime I get a takedown or whatever from Instagram, I appeal that shit. As soon as and you know what? I ain't never lost one. I post one every time I win too. Like, they'll be like, oh, you got Notorious B.I.G. in the background. I forget, like, the video was so old. I think it was me going down the strip in the Mustang GT, right? I had the top down. It was like 110 degrees, and I'm out there, and I'm banging Juicy. And they hit me with a friggin', oh, you might have like unlicensed music or whatever it was in my Instagram post. And I was like, I'm disputing that. And sure enough, every time I dispute it, they let it go. Yeah, you can't post nothing. If you're at a WWE event and you post something on the gram or you live stream it, they kill that immediately. I've seen people at events for wrestling, for WWE, and they get on Periscope and get their whole Twitter pulled. So, yeah, they don't play that. They got people they pay to be there just for that, just to watch for that. Best believe it. They're not messing around. Is it stupid for people? How do they know? Well, they what they do is they search for it. K- KMLE. They got somebody literally just going through feeds looking for it, right? Because somebody might hashtag it WWE or whatever. Like the incognito streams, the people that, there's people on Periscope that stream fights, like, you know, professional fights or paid fights. And they got what we call incognito accounts. They're not telling, the only people that know that they stream it are the people that follow them, right? Because they found out on, they ran into them on accident. There's many people I follow on Periscope that if I want to see a fight and I'm out and about, maybe I'm not somewhere where they're showing a paid fight, I can literally go on Periscope and I know that these three dudes that I follow are going to be streaming that, and they got 300-400 people and nobody's snitching. You don't get that nowadays, all right? The days of that are over. Somebody asked about, should you get a new iPhone every year? I'm going to say no, and I'm going to tell you why. This iPhone 10R, right? Now, I got the 10S Max, too. I did not buy a 10S. I do have an iPhone 10, though. But this iPhone 10R right here, and I can say this, what is it, 2019? In 2021, this phone is still going to be snappy. I'm still going to be able to do most of the stuff I do today on this iPhone 10R in 2021 that I'm doing right now. And this is why people buy the iPhones, right? This BlackBerry that I'm using, I might be able to still do email, but it runs Android. It may not even get Android Pie. The Key 2 might not even get Pie. I'm still on 8.1 on here, okay? I might not get Android Pie. I might not get... I said the same thing, that I wasn't going to buy the new one. And KMLE said she has the 10R, and she's debating on whether to get the new model. And to be honest, to me, it really just depends. Tech Leets, I see you. It really just depends on if it's worth it, right? If the upgraded cameras or whatever, and if they go AMOLED on the next 10, on the 11R, then maybe I'll look at picking one up, okay? Because now you go to AMOLED, the battery life's going to be even better than what this one already is. Then maybe I'll look at that. But I can guarantee you this, I'm not buying an 11S Max, an 11 Max. I'm not doing it. I already got a 10S Max I don't even use. You know what I'm saying? It's the same. Exactly. Justin said it's the same phone. This is going to be the same phone next year. Now, the year next, when they're going to they're saying that's going to be a 5-nanometer chip. The one coming in 2021, I guess. Or no, 2020. The one that's coming in 2020 will have a 5-nanometer chip. Now, that might be something I upgrade for. That might be something that I make the move to go get that phone, right? If it's that big of a processing change, like going from like a 5S to a 7, like the big swing in processing power between those phones, right? Then yeah, of course. Then it might be something I'm looking at. But for an iPhone iPhones I'm literally using to shoot video in the event that I'm using a DSLR now. So in the event that I'm out and I don't have the DSLR and I just need to get some footage, I use it, you know, because I can get some good 4K 60 out of it. And I use it for social media to be able to answer you guys on the gram or YouTube or whatever. That's what I use the iPhone for the most part. And I said I was going to do the iPhone challenge and make this make the iPhone my primary phone for the next 30 days and see if I use nothing but an iPhone, could I do it? So I put all my primary stuff on the iPhone and I'm like 4 days in, and you know what? I could. I could literally be an iPhone person and never use another Android and it wouldn't faze me. So KMLE says, and the resale incentive is great. Facts. You know, like, I'm glad I got rid of the S10 Plus when I did. I know the trade-in, if you buy another Samsung, is great. But when you're selling a phone, right, people that bought the Razer Phone 2 for $800, them things is selling on Cracklist right now for $250, right? Yo, Scoop Electric says, new iPhone feature, bigger wallet drain. Big facts, though. Big facts, though. That's hilarious. He said, but that's the one thing that the iPhone has over other phones. You know, maybe Huawei excluded, right? What's going on, Armadillo Tech? The 10R is the most you've ever spent on a phone. It's worth it, though, because if you keep your phone for a couple years, if you're going to keep your phone for 2, 3, 4 years, however long you keep a phone, you can do that with an iPhone because they're going to continually update the damn phone. You can't do that with an Android. I mean, here's the thing. The Galaxy S10 Plus is going to be stuck on Android Pie until the Galaxy S11 comes out. Right? When the Galaxy S11 comes out, the Galaxy S10 Plus maybe, it might, possibly. We don't know. It might get Android Q, maybe. Right? That's the thing that's crazy about Samsung phones. The Note 9, for example. Will it get Android Q? Maybe, when the S11 comes out. Because the Note 10 is going to have friggin' Pi on it. And you got to be kidding me. You're going to launch the brand new Note is going to launch with Pi. That's crazy as shit to me. All right. I mean, I'm sorry. That blows my mind. Are you serious right now? That phone should be launching with Android Q, but it's not going to. It's going to launch with Android Pi. Come on, man. Come on, man. Like, I want to have the 50 cent thing with the cardboard sign. Come on, son. Like, yeah, you know, but this is why I use two phones, you know. Exactly. Kay Millie's right. She says, that's crazy to be stuck on old UI, shake my head after spending a G. Facts. Big facts. And that's crazy, right? This is why Android users get burned. You get more value. And here's the thing. The cheaper phone, like the Zenfone 6, right? The Zenfone 6, you can mess around and get... I don't know if the bootloader is unlockable yet. I haven't been on XDA. But if you can unlock the bootloader on that, it's basically stock Android. And then you could just run whatever the hell you want, whatever version of ROM you want with the latest and greatest software. Who cares? The OnePlus 7 Pro is a prime example. That thing is damn near stock Android, right? And it will consistently get recent updates and be updated way before any Samsung phone. So, like, you can spend a grand on an Android if you want. You know what I'm saying? But, nah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie, though. My next phone, I'm gonna tell you right now, my next phone is probably gonna be the Asus ROG 2. That ROG 2 phone right now with 12 gigabytes of RAM and the overclock 855 is mad attractive. Yeah, Art Dog, I picked up the Zenfone 6 like 2 weeks ago. And I've been working on videos and stuff with it. I did a couple other videos on the Axon M. I did a couple more videos on the OnePlus 7 Pro, S10 Plus, and the Mi 9 with like camera tests. Yeah, exactly. Look at it. Bruce Brenner says, my Galaxy S2 runs Pi. So here's the other funny thing. I literally broke out. I was going through old phones, and I ran across my Galaxy Note 3. All right? I had a T-Mobile Galaxy Note 3 that I had unlooked, switching to the 7 Pro for the month of August. That's what's up. I thought the tech gods would smash the ROG phone too, but I saw what Lou from Unbox Therapy said about it. He's a fan. You missed the Note Edge? I missed the Note Edge too. That was one of my favorite phones. I know Gadget Goddess has a video on her. I think it's the only video she has on her YouTube channel, and she's going to be mad that I said it, but y'all definitely should go subscribe to her YouTube channel and go look, and you can go comment on her Galaxy Note Edge video. She's gonna get mad about me about that, but it is what it is. So I got the Galaxy Note 3 and I was like, you know what? I haven't turned this phone on in forever. Let me see if it just turns on. And if you remember, the Note 3 had the big fat charger on the bottom because it did USB 3.0. So it had like the regular micro USB and then the other thing on the other side. So it had like the fat piece that would go in on the bottom. So I found the charger for it, right? I plug it in. It's rapid charging. It was only plugged in for like, it was, I thought it was dead, but it wasn't. It was at like 30% charge, which was ridiculous to me. Art Dog, she does, but she doesn't post anything on it. So anyways, so I turned this thing on and it worked. The damn thing turned on and I was like, oh crap, this thing works. So then my next step was, yeah, see, look at Tech Level Mom. She says, I have the Note 3 and Edge 2, both. Oh, the LCD's not working. Yeah, see, Bruce Brenner knows, Lineage OS. Yeah. I went to XDA and I was like, let me see if there's any ROMs for this thing. Yo, they're running Android Pie on the Galaxy Note 3. And it's running butter. With like, and then they even got like some of the stuff working for some of the newer Note stuff with the S Pen on the damn thing. I was like, you know what? I got to do videos on this. Because listen, I looked online just for shits and giggles to see how much you could pick up a Galaxy Note 3 for. You can pick up that phone for like nothing. Like 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks, right? Super AMOLED display, 1080p display, which is what's funny is I'm going to do a video. If the Note 10 comes out with a 1080p display, I'm going to compare that damn phone to the Note 3. Because that's got a 1080p display too. I mean, it's fair. Oh, of course. Remember, because the Note 3 still lets you unlock the bootloader. You can still do whatever you wanted. This is the thing with the Note. It was so developer friendly, right? Yeah, you had to use Odin and stuff, and there was different things that you could do and get different, TGZ packages. You know what I'm saying? That was what was up. Like, the Note was like the be-all, end-all phone back in the day. The beast of an SD card. You know, all of the, everything you wanted in a phone, the pen, it had everything, right? It was a monster. Removable battery. It was like, I used to carry 3-4 batteries around. You know, it was dead. Pop out another one, slap in the next one, and keep it moving. Never had to plug my phone in during the day. I used to carry 3-4 batteries. I was good. Did the same thing with the Note 4 and the Note Edge. They were basically the same phone, but I carried both. I loved them things, man. I was mad pissed off, though. I was mad. Samsung, when they went put the Note 5 and they got rid of the SD card slot, and then it was just like they took away the ability to, like, root your phone and all this other shit. I was like, man, get out of here with that shit, man. Nobody, like, I just was like, nah, man. Nah, yeah, exactly. No more clockwork mod, no twerp, no nothing. You wasn't doing nothing on them phones. So I was like, get out of here. Unless you got one with the Exynos processor, then you could do whatever you want. And that was the thing. That's when I kind of was like, eh, whatever, man. I'm done, man. Yeah, Android used to be super mod friendly, but now it's kind of like, yeah, exactly. Look at Tech Level Mod. She said, I skipped the Note 5. I kept my Note 4 and put the Note 5 ROM on it. HTC. Yeah, HTC, you have to do S off. It was a pain. Yeah, but there was an app that them people made called Sunshine that would S off for you, and it was awesome. Yeah, KMLE in the chat is exactly right. She says, took away the very reason Samsung was gaining customers. That's right. Yo, the tech leads is like, have you ever dropped a phone with a removable battery and it goes flying? Yeah, I have. And it was hilarious. I think the last phone with a removable battery that I dropped and I didn't have it in the case was the LG V20. And I can remember it dropped and I was like, no! I knew, like, oh, the screen's a wrap, right? But it fell just right where it hit, like, the back edge or whatever. It scuffed a little bit of the corner, but it didn't break nothing. I heard the back kick off and it was like ting ting tilling ting 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 ting, and the battery went flying out and the battery busted. Like, I guess when the battery was like cartwheeling or whatever. Have you ever seen a battery do that? It was crazy, man. Sneed Bumble Tech, I see you. Phone Tech at work, I see you in the building. Big salute. Yeah, that was the bit. And Moses is right. I missed the ability to swap out batteries. Like, that was the thing, right? I, like, the ability to be like, all right, my V20 is getting down. Let me just swap the battery out and keep it moving. Yo, the V10 and the V20 from LG, those were my jam. Because Samsung went with that bullshit and got rid of removable batteries. So I was like, get out of here with that, man. I was done with that. I was done with that. So, we talked a lot about the different stuff that's going on with T-Mobile's merger this week. You heard us talk about that. Nothing crazy. You know, like we talked about, I've been saying this for a while that the merger was definitely going to happen. Now it did. Now we're going to have a fourth carrier. We'll see how long they last, though. You know, Dish, what most people don't know is Dish is for sale. Like, somebody could come in for the right amount of money and just buy their ass. And that could happen, right? That could happen. But I'm looking forward to see what exactly happens with this fourth carrier now with Dish. And I'm very interested to see what their pricing is, right? Yes, Need Mobile Tech said 3 years and it's good to go. Facts. 3 years from now, like if Dish builds out a mobile network, if they're building out the mobile network and they're leasing those leftover towers from Sprint and they're, you know, MVNO / network, like they're like a bastardized old school metro where they have their own towers, but then they're using other people's towers too. I could see them end up going up for sale or them selling that network or, you know, that staying, the leftover spectrum and other stuff they're not used being for sale and going to somebody like Verizon, which I know T-Mobile didn't want. But I think their terms of their deal is like 3 years that can't happen. But I could see like whatever's left over from the network not being done going to Verizon, whatever the network end up being called still being there, and then Dish Satellite TV or something going to, you know, Verizon directly. That wouldn't surprise me in the least. But we'll see what happens with that. For you guys that are listening on the audio only version of the podcast, Armadillo Tech, big salute. He's with the super chat. He said, "What up? It's party time." For you guys on the audio version of the podcast, if you guys want to keep going and follow what we're doing, we're going to continue in video format over at everything100.com or over at the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TotalTechVids. You can go over and watch us in real time. I appreciate all of you guys that are listening live on Spotify right now, as well as iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and I know Apple doesn't do it live anymore. It's more of a recorded version. So if you're hearing the recorded version on Apple or anywhere else that you hear podcasts, you can always come in and see the video version every Sunday evening. We're going to try to keep it at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Sundays for the Everything 100 podcast. And you guys on the replay crew, it's a big salute to you guys on the audio version that here. Just the audio version for the 45 minutes. But if you want to get in and get the extra stuff, the behind the scenes before we start the audio version and all the rest of that, you guys can catch that over on the YouTube channel as well. So for you guys that are listening on the audio version, we greatly appreciate you guys coming through for the Everything 100 podcast. We're going to continue over on YouTube for the video version as we go into the quote-unquote after party section where we continue to talk and just shoot the shit for a little bit before we get out of here. So thank you guys very much for listening to the audio version, and we'll catch you guys next week.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.